Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada News Makers. On the broadcast today, the mayor of Reno, Hillary Scheibe, joins us here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada News Makers.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted, as always, to welcome back to the program Hillary Scheibe. She is the mayor of Reno. Pleasure to have you back here.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
You have been a world traveler since we last talked. You went over to England. You were dealing with a lot of mental health issues. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I think once you sort of see the world, you realize that we're all struggling together with mental health. So it's really not that different over in the EU and obviously in England. And, you know, it's just, I think it's a world crisis. I was fortunate enough to be elected as the president of the United States Conference of Mayors. And so part of that position is working with other mayors and governments, and one is an international platform, and mental health just kept getting brought up over and over again. And it's something that I'm very passionate about, but I just think that it's really important that we all recognize that it's a struggle, and you know, they have the same challenges over there too. So just working together collaboratively and trying to come up with solutions that work, better access to mental health care, addiction. They do a better job when it comes to, you know, their national policy on, you know, medical care, in the sense of they just have a lot more doors that open. That's sort of the challenge over here, is we're very limited on doors that open when it comes to services. So over there, they have a lot more access. You know, but also what I've learned is it's created a huge, huge backlog because it's such a crisis. But they're seeing very high rates of suicide with young adults like we are. So when we collaborate and work on those initiatives directly in cities, we can make an impact. But it's really nice to know that you have others that are doing the same work, and that we're all in this together.
One of the things I was impressed by Governor Lombardo when he was sheriff was that he split off on 911 when you called in, whether it was a police emergency, a health emergency, or a mental health emergency. So that freed up the police. Mm-hmm. Are we doing things like that in Northern Nevada?
Yes, we are. And I should just really, I want to commend Governor Lombardo because he actually has been talking about mental health. We don't see that enough, especially in politics. So he's been talking about it. He's been helping us on initiatives. Governor Sisolak actually did too. And one of the things that we're getting ready to do, and I'm very optimistic about it, is we are opening up a 24/7 mental health care facility with the county. It's something that I started, I don't know, 6 years ago. Governor Sisolak gave us a building to start what they call a living room model, because oftentimes we treat our jails as mental health hospitals. And I always say, you know, the ERs are where you fix broken bones, not broken brains. And so we really have not had any type of care that focuses strictly on that. And that's also causing problems, especially like if you're having a heart attack or some medical issue that's not mental health related, it becomes very challenging, you know, to get access and services right away, because there are a lot of people that are struggling with mental health. So I'm excited about this model because it's something that anyone in the community has access to if they have a loved one or themselves that are having a mental health crisis or breakdown. Right now, the only place you could go is an ER, and then oftentimes people suffering with mental health and addiction end up in our jails.
Right.
So it becomes incredibly problematic, and it's one of the reasons why we're seeing such high rates of homelessness on our streets. And people are saying, well, wow, what happened? But part of that is because we have not had health care or access to mental health or addiction services. So I'm excited about that. And one of the interesting things about this model, they're doing it in Arizona. They're seeing a lot of success with it. But this model is what they call a living room model. You know, they don't really need beds. They, you know, you're working sort of on the mental health side of the brain. So it's a very different approach to healthcare. But the cool thing about this is that if an officer sees someone that is experiencing a mental health crisis, oftentimes we'll see, you know, psychosis, schizophrenia, those types of things, they don't have any place to take them. They have no resources. So this is what we call a 2-minute warm handoff. They can literally pull up to the facility, and it takes 2 minutes to get them submitted into the system. And then we take it from there and then follow you with mental health clinicians. Because what we see is a lot of times, especially people that have had treatment, they sort of fall off their medications and they really don't have anyone that helps them monitor it or adjust it. And so this is a partnership with Renown. We received the building from actually both governors, which I'm very, very grateful for. You know, that was a big deal to be able to get the building on the NAMS campus. So, and then we put in CARES Act money. And then after a while, the model starts to sustain itself. A lot of people do have insurance. It's just they don't have really any services.
Right.
So that's the difference.
Well, you know, I mean, when I first started in TV news, which was 1980, 44 years ago,
it was 44 years ago.
No, isn't it stunning?
I can't believe. And you look the same. You haven't
bless
changed.
You. Bless
and
you.
Just so everyone knows, you're wearing the same tennis shoes from 44 years ago.
but this has been the ongoing complaint about services in Nevada, is that we don't have enough mental health professionals. But obviously, it's as you point out, it's a worldwide issue. Let's continue on. You mentioned the Conference of Mayors. Mm-hmm. What has that position shown you that benefits Northern Nevada?
Well, you know, you build relationships. So what's been really interesting is the access to our federal partners and certainly at the White House. And then, you know, the Biden administration really loves mayors and brought on a ton of mayors like Mayor Pete Buttigieg. And so by being at the conference, you have a lot of access to people you probably wouldn't have, and grants, which we've received millions of dollars in grants because of having access to the Conference of Mayors, which has been great. But also being able to call, you know, Pete Buttigieg and say, hey, how's our transportation projects going? You know, how well do you think that grant was written? And I'm really pleased to say that he said some of our grants for transportation have been top-notch, some of the best in the country. So those kinds of things. When you have those relationships, you get a direct line, direct access, and you can pick up the phone and make that phone call. I've called Tom Perez many, many times. One of the big issues that just incensed me, and I think a lot of other people, is whenever there was the possibility of our mail coming out of Sacramento.
Right.
I thought that was just crazy. So
you and a lot of other people.
Right? So I was fortunate enough to make phone calls directly to the White House, obviously to our federal delegation. I mean, we've got great partners, from Mark Amaday to, Jackie Rosen to Catherine Cortez Masto. We're really fortunate that we have great relationships. But sometimes you have to take it a step further, because Nevada, does get overlooked sometimes.
To say the least, especially when we're looking at lands bills. And
exactly.
Okay, so are you comfortable with what you have represented to Congressman Amaday and to Senator Rosen, that they understand what the needs are for Reno? And do you think Sparks and Washoe County have done the same thing? Because that's a concern I've heard, that everybody's got to get on the same page.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this is not going to happen at all.
Exactly. And I think, it's challenging to be honest with you. I feel like on the Reno side, there hasn't been a lot of conversation. There's just been a really big push on the other entities, but we all have to do it together. I just think that some of it is not realistic. I'd like to see much more open space, less growth. I worry about some of the things that they've identified. When it comes, sometimes they'll say, oh, this is an affordable housing bill. I think you have to be very careful what that looks like, right? Sometimes those details are a little, you know how this is. You can look at something and say, that looks a little interesting. Where you want to put this affordable housing, the topography does not match up, right? So those are some of the things. I really wanted to see a huge push with the Truckee River and preservation of our river. I don't feel like there was enough emphasis on that. So I have pushed back a little bit, but I think it's good because that way they understand our position at the City of Reno. I've also asked for much more public outreach, because that was a big problem before. Everyone was just sort of moving along without a lot of public outreach. And I was, hey, let's get more outreach. And people were really clamoring for that too.
So I'm presuming then, because we only have a couple of weeks left, that there's not going to be a lands bill this session.
I highly doubt it.
Okay. Let me pick up on what you said though. You said in the middle of that, less growth. We have a steamroller of growth coming to Northern Nevada. And not only from outside, but I mean the internal growth, parents raising children wanting to continue to live in Reno, needing housing, et cetera. How do you stop that at this point?
Yeah, I think it's very challenging, but one of the things that I did, and I think you can look at it, you can do it, you can do smart growth. I think you have to be very careful, because you've seen some of our infrastructure, like for instance, driving out to Trick can be incredibly challenging, right? Because we really are not addressing that. So when you talk about building and growth, you have to also talk about what infrastructure is going to support that. So sometimes I think we put the cart before the horse, but one of the things that I did, because I've always had the theory of build up, not out, and staying within the McCarran ring, inside the loop, because there's still a lot of building and land that is, quite honestly, it's blighted. And it's much more cost effective, and it's better on our services, our fire and police services, whenever you obviously are doing it in a location that still needs to be taken care of. So I just think it's about doing it sensibly and taking a look at all the infrastructure that supports it, because there's a lot of infrastructure that doesn't. Particularly going out to Trick does concern me.
Yeah, for folks in the Southern Nevada who are watching this, it's the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, which is a huge, 45,000 people work there every day, which is astonishing when you consider it. Have you talked to Jeff Jacobs about this? Because he has acquired so much land in downtown Reno, and personally, I think it looks fabulous.
Good,
much better not
like
to
it.
See those horrible places. Mm-hmm. And I know that people need a place to live, but they don't need to live in a place that is just awful.
Well, I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. And I was in many, many of those motels, and they were absolutely horrific.
So does he want to build up?
So
are
that,
you encouraging him?
I think you hit the nail on the head when that's what we're talking about. The land that he bought is all in downtown Reno. And we know that downtown Reno has needed a lot of revitalization. And we've been focusing really hard. I don't know if you know, but the redevelopment agency is kicking back up, which
is back.
Great. So we're gonna have about $22 million over the next 5 years to invest in downtown Reno. The other thing that a lot of people don't know is that we have had three times the amount of housing units in downtown Reno that we've had in over a decade. And we're getting ready to bring on 2,500 more. People are wanting to live in downtown environments and walkable cities. And so I think that, you know, he is a prime example of building up, not out. But the, you know, what he's done has actually been really healthy for downtown. And there's a lot going on downtown. You know, there's still moving pieces, I think, after the pandemic. And especially this year, funding and capital was really difficult
sure.
for many properties. But I think you're going to see, and I can't talk about it, but I'm just going to tease it here for you. But I think you're going to see some really big projects in downtown Reno. You know, I can't talk about them yet, but we're going to make some really big announcements that I'm excited about. But we really did see a lot of things sort of halt because lending wasn't happening. And I think that typically happens in an election year.
Sure.
Everyone's very nervous about what that looks like. There really isn't stability in the market, but now we're finally starting to see it. And that's great news for downtown Reno.
And you know, nobody watches this show. So if you want to share some of these projects.
No one watches it. Oh, Sam, I don't believe that. Do you know how many people are like, I saw you on Newsmakers. I saw you on this.
Oh, for sure.
They do watch.
I
and you're an
off.
Icon.
Oh, bless you. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House,
the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Hillary Sheeby, the mayor of Reno, who is a friend. Let us not even kid ourselves.
Right.
We don't have a long-term friendship with you and your family. The Reno Gazette Journal put out a piece in the paper this morning talking about these license plate readers and gun detector systems mm-hmm. that RPD has gotten. Tell us about those and what the need was.
Yeah. You know, I think it's one of those things where we're really hearing a lot of feedback from the community. We want safety in our neighborhoods now more than ever. And I know that some people are like, you know, we don't want people to be watching over us. But we're in a time where I think that those things are necessary, especially with new technology coming out. We can really utilize it and catch criminals faster. And that's what I want to do, is be a very forward-thinking city when it comes to crime. I think if there are tools out there, we need to utilize every single one of them. What's interesting about some of those like shot spotters and things like that is that they can detect where they're hearing gunshots or casings, finding casings. Sparks actually has had it implemented for a while, and some of that area actually kind of goes into Reno. So we have found that it's been very helpful, even with their technology over on the Reno side. But I think for me, it's about catching criminals faster. I want safe neighborhoods. We want to hold people accountable. It's really, really critical that we're addressing crime on every single level. I just think we're at a point in time where people are feeling, you know, nervous and anxious, and they want a safe city, and I want a safe city. And so I'm really stressing with our new police chief. I don't know if you've met her, Chief Nance. She's really great. She's very forward thinking. She also came from a really tough city, Stockton, California. And so she is not new to this, and we really need to leverage every single bit of technology that's out there. I think it's, you know, one of the reasons why we are seeing, you know, recently in the news, you were seeing that criminals are being caught so much faster. And so I just think that the community deserves every bit of leverage we can use, because technology is changing.
And one doesn't want to end up being like Oakland at this point, which is
absolutely
no longer a great place to visit, except in certain locations. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back more with the mayor after this timeout.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots, plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamarack.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news in between and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now, streaming on our YouTube page.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheevy. Last 2 years, right?
Yes.
So now, in some terms, people would say, well, you're a lame duck, but
right.
You ain't no lame duck. what are your plans for this last 2 years?
You know, there's so much that you get. You get in there, and unfortunately, and I'll just say this because I've been, you know, very vocal about it. There's a lot of red tape in government. It can be very challenging. And so there are still a lot of things that I want to get done. you know, I want to get downtown cleaned up. You probably saw, you know, what happened with the Lake Mill Lodge.
Right.
You know, we're really staying on top of situations like
I'm
that.
I'm thinking the Marriott is really thrilled about that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, those types of things. So really revitalizing downtown is super critical. More events, raise tourism, safe neighborhoods, you know, crime. I want to make sure that we are on top of crime every which way. So there's still so much work to do. It's never ending.
All right, so what's next?
I know, everyone's asking me what's next.
Of course.
You know, it's funny because, you know, I'm a nonpartisan, and it's very hard to run for another office if you're not a party. So, and also, to be honest with you, I love working in mental health and public service. I don't think you need to be elected to make a difference. So I'm just going to keep focusing on what we can accomplish at home, right here in the city, and then we'll see what that looks like.
Mayor Sheedy, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for doing this.
And Amanda told me to tell you hi and give you a huge hug.
Well, we'll do that after we get off camera.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the heat back on today. Call us today and we'll fix it today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why freeze for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your furnace fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. You want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next broadcast.